Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Oh, no. Please don't tell me today is
Monday.
Mondays suck.
I know, right?
It's the worst. Yet here we are.
Okay, back at it.
We're back at it.
Get inside right now!
Oh, my God, are we these people now?
It won't be easy, but I promise you it will build character.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't have a career. Shut up.
Let's go.
It's showtime!
What? We don't? All right.
Oh, man. 16 days, people.
And
16.
Counting.
Yep.
The countdown is on to Christmas.
16.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up. Kicking off a brand new work week at about 6:05 this morning.
Yeah.
Hoping everybody had a nice weekend.
Yeah.
Wasn't too bad weather-wise.
No, it was actually nice. Very nice. It really was.
I know Morty is stoked about coming in this morning with his Spartan Blaster 3000.
Yes, he brought it in while I was doing Facebook Live. Everybody was very interested in it. Many heard us talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I love it.
I think we should make a video.
It's. I think we should too.
Well,
not
yes.
Point
yeah.
It in this direction, but yeah, but we'll do it. I said we have plans. We have some plans for it.
Yeah. Aren't we going to be the funny ones this morning?
I know we are because we're like 12.
Now, this is the toy, the must-have toy for everybody.
It is. Yeah. It is the Fart Blaster 3000. So, yeah. Yeah.
And more. Morty got two of them.
Yes. Well, they were like the only two left.
The last two.
In the state.
Yeah, I actually went and picked it up, and the lady said that a bunch of people had shown up to try and buy them.
Oh, my God.
And
oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you got the Morty
and
walked
I got the
in
last
with
two.
Streamers, confetti.
Less online buying.
You
store
got
pickup.
Morty, this is your line.
And as he walked by, everybody going, oh,
I know,
God.
It's like, oh, dude, wow. God.
All right, well, happy for you, Morty. Yes, you have to put a
love
video
it.
Out, show this thing off.
Oh, yeah.
You're like Clint Eastwood with, one in each hand.
I'll take the bullet, I guess.
Okay. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low 60s, upper 50s tomorrow. Things settling down weather-wise, about 49 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news here in a couple of minutes.
You probably knew it might be coming. Simon Cowell might be in some hot water.
Oh, no.
Yes.
All right. More on that and some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Film critic Jeff Howard might not have liked the movie, but the Frozen 2 soundtrack, number one album in the country. It is the first animated movie soundtrack to hit number one since the original Frozen in 2014.
My grandson, Ethan, his mom took him.
Okay.
My daughter
like
took it. Yes.
Okay.
He
good
loved
review.
It. And he said that although one of the big deals with Jeff
yeah.
was the songs.
Yes.
And he said, I love the songs.
Okay. Well, see, that's who should be reviewing those movies.
I told my daughter, I said, we got to get Ethan on the phone.
For kids' movies, especially.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he said
he
liked the movie.
Okay.
And he loved the music.
Okay.
Even more so than the original.
He's going to be you. He's going to be in show teams.
I know.
I hope he is.
Me too.
I hope he is.
Nothing wrong with
get
that.
Get a little actor in the family.
Are singing and dancing.
Yeah.
See the world.
Yes. Yes. That's why I did it. Well, I saw Paducah and like Minot and stuff like that. But it was cool anyhow.
In a rear view mirror.
Yes, that's right. In my rear view. What is that? That's Omaha.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, top earning musician of 2019. She took home about $185 million.
Wow.
Kanye West was second. God help us all with $150 million. Ed Sheeran, number three, with $110 million. Wow. They've all done okay, the kids, haven't
Kanye
they?
Kanye go bankrupt?
That's what I thought, too. But he's a reverend now, though. He's got...
Yeah.
He's Jesus. So, shut up, Morty.
Put down your fart blaster
and
settle down.
And praise Kanye.
Please.
Mike, about 13.5 million people watched The Irishman during its first 5 days of streaming on Netflix. Now... internationally, about a little over 17 million when you tally them in as well. So that's
now,
pretty good.
Jody and I finally saw it.
Yes.
And I got to be honest with you, I wasn't that impressed.
Yeah, you said you. Well, it's long.
It's long.
Too, isn't
it's the
it?
Same actors what doing the it? Same story.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they're very good, but they should be. You know,
they've done it a few times. Yes.
Yeah. And Simon Cowell has hired an attorney because NBC is investigating his behavior on the set of America's Got Talent. This doesn't surprise me one bit.
Oh, boy.
Gabrielle Union and others have claimed that he's created a pretty toxic environment on the show. I've just always thought he's a creep. Mm-hmm. Sorry, people, but he's just creepy. There's something creepy about a guy that wears deep V-neck T-shirts down to his belly button.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, are you?
No, I'm not at all. Sorry, I don't mean to, you know, upset you if you are or if you're related to someone.
No, I get it. That's fine. Okay.
Upset you.
Hey, Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is back. You could win $10,000. All you have to do is find it, and you can start looking this Friday.
Yes.
When the rock will be hid out in the great wide open of Clark County.
Yay!
Now, your first of three on-air clues coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening for that. Not to mention, the third puzzle piece, that's going to be handed out tomorrow.
Excellent.
Over at Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton. All the details, complete rules about the world-famous Jingle Bell Rock on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
Get up! Good morning, everybody.
KKLZ.
All right, Carla, we have new music from Steve Perry.
Yes, just in time.
He put out a Christmas song, and Steve Perry released a music video for his version of Silver Bells. So listen to this. This is Steve Perry.
Oh, Silver Bells.
Thing.
I like it. I actually listen to the whole thing, and I like it. It's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good. He kind of, it's very jazzy, actually, listening to some of it, a little bit more of it. It's pretty cool.
So that's new from Steve Perry. You can purchase it digitally or on a green and red 7-inch vinyl.
Cool.
That includes a B-side of Have Yourself a Merry Christmas.
I like it.
Okay, you want one more Christmas song?
Yeah.
Actually, this is not another Christmas song.
No.
This is Blink 182. Listen to this.
Another, you're not in a coffin. Growing up or whatever you call it. Sometimes you get what you got, but it's not what you wanted at all. This is not another Christmas song.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Blink 182.
Yeah. It sure does.
They should just make Christmas songs. Because all the new stuff is just
anything, because it always sounds like Blink.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's Blink.
And you know what? I'll be honest. If I didn't read that it was a Christmas song, I would just think it's one of their regular songs.
Right. Yeah. Is that Blink or is that Panic? Who is that? They all sound similar now.
Seems like it, but there you go. Some new music for the holidays.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, we have Delana on the phone, and Delana, you are caller number 9.
Awesome.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Ariana Grande. That's happening on the 15th of December. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Carla, this is so exciting that we have our governor, the governor of Nevada.
Finally!
Steve Sisolak is in our studio this morning.
Yes!
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. What a resounding applause I got there. Thank you.
Boy, a lot has happened for you since I saw you last. You moved into a new mansion, you got married, and now you are the governor of the state of Nevada. Is it everything that you thought it would be?
The governor or getting married?
Well, both.
Yeah. I mean, how do you squeeze all that in?
It's been a hectic time. We got elected last November, of course. Got engaged 3 days later on Friday.
Nice.
Got married at the end of December and sworn in January, and legislature convened in February. So it's been hectic.
So you went up to Reno for your honeymoon. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think my wife is classifying that as a honeymoon. I don't think she's going for that. I still owe that one. That's one of my outstanding.
I got it. So, Steve, I want to know how you made your way from Milwaukee.
Right.
How long ago did you make your way out here? And how did you fall in love with the state of Nevada?
That's an interesting story. It's going to be 44 years in January. I graduated from college in 1974. Had never been west of the Mississippi for my whole life. And somehow I came up with, I want to go to Las Vegas. Didn't want to go all the way to California. So I decided on Las Vegas and packed up my, my Chevy Malibu. Got a little apartment on Paradise Road. It was Dream World Apartments. And went to school. I worked in something that doesn't exist anymore. It was a hard count room at the California Hotel. Yeah. We actually weighed the nickels and the quarters. Right.
People don't get that, do they?
No.
That they used to weigh the money.
You weighed it in big buckets.
Right, to figure out how much you had.
Exactly.
Right.
And then I graduated from UNLV. And
I'm sorry about that, but go on.
Well, she's a UNR
graduate. I'm a UNR graduate.
Is it UNR or is it Nevada?
Well, for those of us who graduated then, it was UNR. Now it's Nevada. Nevada's the older school, that's our. UNR, it's old.
She's still bitter about the cannon.
I am.
What color is that cannon?
I know. Well, I've told a lot of people that we fly together because I've been on flights with Steve a couple times.
I think I've known every flight attendant and pilot with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, I'm sure. Why does the governor not get Nevada or something like that?
Yeah, we don't have a Nevada one.
Why is there nothing?
The Department of Transportation has a plane, but it's under repairs right now.
Oh,
so
of course
I'd rather go on a plane. At the
Well, that's true. Which is, you know, sadly why you have to sit next to me when you're flying up to Reno.
It's enjoyable. I get to see a lot of folks in the airport that are surprised.
What is it that they say to you when you run into people who recognize you as our governor?
A lot of people are just surprised. Nevada's a little bit different, and I like that part of it. You know, we're out in a restaurant or at the store, or I pick up my dry cleaning and run into somebody I know, so it's kind of, it's familiarized. It gets me in trouble sometimes.
We had a good time with the governor, and we're going to share a little bit more of the conversation with him next hour, because we did bring up the time thing.
Yeah.
Falling back, springing forward.
Yes, we did.
So we'll get to that next hour. Carla, tell everybody what show you're watching and what happened during this show that you noticed that I find very odd and very interesting.
Yeah, so my brothers and I both, but Mrs. Maisel, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, it's about a comedian in like the late 50s. I believe the series started in the late 50s, we're up to like 1960. And third season just was released. Episode 3, my brothers and I are losing our turds because here it comes in Vegas.
Right.
In Vegas. And it's like there's a marquee. And it was like, whoa. What
like
does that
see
say on the marquee?
Outside valleys or something like that.
Old school, though, you know, where they still had to put the letters up there.
Right.
You know? And back it up, and it's like, let's see, Dick Contino. The Gaylords, and that was my dad's band. That was his group, and
very famous.
A ton, yeah. So it's on in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon. If you watch, you know the show I'm talking about. Fabulous show, but I cannot. I'm going to post a picture on Facebook. I cannot figure out for the life of me what property it is. My brother Matt thinks that he knows where it is, and I want to see if everybody else might have a clue, because I do not know where it is looking at this.
Because it looks like one of those old-fashioned, like I said, marquees, like outside Bally's.
Yes.
Or the Frontier.
Yeah.
They used to, but I don't know what's running behind it.
I know it almost looks like a tram, but I don't think that's it.
Or a parking lot cover.
Cover, yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to post it.
Okay.
And I'll post it on my page, and I will also post it on our 96.3 KKLZ Facebook page. Because I cannot figure out this property. Now, mind you, it's from about 1960. That's where it is in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who may have been here or you think you know, I would love to know where this was.
That is wild.
It's so cool. Every once in a while, there's one with like Connie Stevens and the Gaylords, and people have sent some. And it's very cool. And I've shown you the one at the Chicago Theater.
Yes.
With that is so cool from
that was
probably
awesome.
56 or so.
Let's see if we can't crack this and figure out where that marquee is.
Yes. Check it out, please.
Sunshine today, going to be nice today and tomorrow. High today, low 60s. Tomorrow, upper 50s, 49. Now, a few things we think you should know. Get to that here in a couple of minutes.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this. From now through December 17th, you have a chance to see meteor showers. It's the Geminid meteor shower. Now, if you don't have time each night, the 13th and 14th will probably be the brightest. And I know there's kind of a full moon out there, but if you get out there at the right time, you can see, and it's supposed to be pretty spectacular, too.
Is it better if you,
meteor shower.
If you go outside of
Generally
Vegas?
Generally, it is, because the lights don't really affect it as much. But some of those meteor showers, you'll still catch a few of them, you know, in the city. But if you can pull out a little bit, it's pretty cool. It's really pretty cool. Now, this is some good news, Morty. I think you just passed it. New study found that our bodies don't really age gradually.
Wow.
There are three ages when our bodies take a big left turn to the next older stage. Mm-hmm. And those ages are 34, 60, and 78.
Wow.
And researchers have tied those jumps to protein levels in our blood. So now their next mission will be figuring out a way to counteract and slow that down. Or stop it from being so dramatic and severe. So.
Well, that makes me feel good because I only have one more age to pass before I just my body goes to hell.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, I don't feel bad now.
No, I got two and I'm not. Oh, take it. Maybe by then they'll find something. What can I take? Is it a pill?
Something.
What is it? Does it dissolve? Do I put it in my tongue? And Wisconsin, listen to this, Wisconsin. is home to seven of the country's top drunkest cities. Top drunkest cities. 7 out of 10. In the top 20, there were about 13 cities in the top 20, all in Wisconsin.
Were there? That's where they drink the beer, right?
Well, course they do. Oh, yeah. If you go to Wisconsin, don't ask for wine, by the way, when you're in Wisconsin. So I guess, I don't know. I guess that's the best way to cope with living in Wisconsin is just drinking your beer. Yes, exactly. It is only Monday, but a few things you should know.
You had mentioned at the top of the show, Carla, only 16 days to Christmas.
I know.
Get the shopping done. Make sure you check that list, who's been naughty or nice.
And
you know, it's always the parents threatening the kids.
I know.
Hey, you better be nice.
I know.
Or Santa's not going to bring you what you have on your list. Turnabout's fair play this morning. We thought we'd let, you know what, let's open up the phone lines.
Thank God I don't have kids.
Let's open up the phone lines, and if you have kids this morning.
Yeah.
Well, if you have kids any morning.
Right.
This morning, what we're going to do is open the phone lines and let them call in and tell us if you've been naughty or nice.
Rat you out.
Ratting the parents out. You want to do that?
Yes, I would love to. Yes.
702-739-9636. Mom and Dad, think about it. Have you been naughty or nice? And if you have kids, we want to hear from them. And don't be standing right over them.
No.
And saying, hey.
No, let them be honest. I'm sure it can't be that bad.
Mm-mm.
So,
you would hope.
But I mean, if something's, listen, kids, something's on your mind and you think mom and dad shouldn't, you know, take Santa's lap.
Yeah.
Well, then let us know.
702-739-9636, KKLZ Talk to Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota. Oh boy. Phone line's already lighting up. Yay! I get to rat mom and dad out. Somebody will finally listen to me. We want to hear from you this morning. Do it. Text or call.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, just want to let everybody know a little bit after 8 o'clock this morning, your first of three on-air clues that could help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Got details coming up a little bit later on this morning on the whole contest. But if you want them, just go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. 7:37, Turnabout's Fair Play this morning, parents.
Yes.
You know how mom and dad always making that list, checking it twice to see who's been naughty or nice. Well, kids, if you want to rat out your parents for being naughty this year, 702-739-9636.
They're so bad.
You can talk or text.
I got one, and this was from Teresa, and she said, I had 17 items at the store in the 15-item express lane, but the cashier said, come on over here, you know, because it was the only one. The other ones were pretty full. Well, my 7-year-old said, Mommy, if you do that, Santa Claus isn't coming.
Uh-oh.
The cashier had to say, no, it's okay. I asked her to come over, so it's okay. He was quite disturbed by it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Jeez, okay.
Well, you don't want mom being left out.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, okay.
You know, when we mentioned this, the phone lines blew up. Oh, Gabrielle's on the phone. Go ahead.
My mom steals my clothes because we wear the same size.
What?
She wakes up earlier in the morning, so she goes in my closet and finds all my shirts and takes them.
Yeah, I know a lot of moms who used to wear their kids' clothes as they got to be like teenagers and that. Yeah, they would go shopping with them and help them pick out their clothes. It's like, well, these aren't for her, they're for you.
But your mom has to be that sneaky to get up.
I know.
Before you.
Has to creep you know, in your room.
Yeah. You know, wearing camo and stuff
I know.
Like that.
It's like, who is it? Nobody. Really? Okay.
Jimmy, what about you? What do your parents do that you want to bust them on?
They eat all my Reese's and my Snickers, the ones I like the most.
That's
and then
bad.
They leave all the nasty ones like Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Yeah. Okay. Red Vine's different, but Twizzlers.
So, yeah, that must be that leftover Halloween candy.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be eaten by now, my friend.
Carrie, you want to rat out your parents? Go ahead.
Okay, so I have a job, and me and my mom have a bank account, but mine is separate.
Uh-oh.
But she can get into it.
Oh.
So she'll take my money out of my savings account, and then she'll tell me that I went in the hole and taken all my money out.
What?
That's why she's got all this new stuff. She says I'm in the hole, and she said, like, she took it because I'm in the hole, and she wanted to make sure I don't get a negative charge.
Oh, okay. You know what? Where is Judah? Get Judah on the phone. Lawsuit.
That's like a criminal.
Oh, my God. That is. But hold on. Didn't you take money out of Ethan's?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you took some out and then put it back in. I thought you needed like, okay.
I thought about it.
Oh, okay.
I've thought about it.
All right. Needing a couple ones or something. Okay. Shh. Nothing. Nothing. Ethan, go to school.
Carly, you had mentioned you're watching this show, The
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And they showed a marquee in Vegas with your dad's band's name on it.
The Gaylords.
But we couldn't figure out where it was, and this was back in the 60s.
It was 1960, to be exact. It should be, anyhow.
Okay.
Yeah. And I've finally gotten some things, and now, of course, Morty pulled it up and enhanced it. It looks so cool. It's the flamingo. It was the flamingo.
The old flamingo.
The old flamingo.
The original.
Yes, the original. There was the old canopy kind of, like awning coming out. And yes, it's really cool. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Morty. Thank you, Victoria. There are a bunch of people who were like, I've lived here all my life. That was a flamingo. Yeah. And I knew there was somebody out there who would know.
That's amazing.
Exactly. It was really cool. Every once in a while, the marquee will pop up somewhere. And their name is on it. It's like, wow, because they worked here a ton.
Yeah.
A ton.
But to be watching a show, not even expect that.
It's like, whoa, hold on. Did he work with Mrs. Maisel? Wait, she's fictitious. Okay, but anyhow.
I got to talk to my brother, Matt.
I know it. Matt was the first one that pointed it out. So, yeah.
That is awesome.
Very cool. It was quite a little treat.
And you like that show.
I love that show. I don't know that it is, but it seems loosely based on, like, perhaps Joan Rivers' career.
Oh.
You know, perhaps. In a small way.
See, you're watching that. I'm watching The Crown.
Which I also watch, and that's great. I just haven't started the new season.
Sunshine today, going to be high in the low 60s.
I know how that one ends.
Well, of course. It never does it?
No, it doesn't.
She's like 90-something.
Exactly.
49 now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Jason Priestley has some news about Beverly Hills 90210, the reboot.
All right, we'll get the scoop on that, plus some other stories after KISS.
Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. All right, Vegas, here we go. Your first clue of the week to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Make sure you keep a list.
Make sure you keep a list.
There you go. That's the clue you need. And beginning Friday, December 13th, be the first to find the Jingle Bell Rock. Bring it back to us here at the station, and you will walk away with $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, the next new clue, Wendy Rush will have that a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And go ahead, download the free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com. For more info, once again, make sure you keep a list.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get out of here!
It's back in minutes on 96.3 AKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 AKLZ.
Disney warning that Star Wars, the new one, The Rise of Skywalker, contains scenes with flashing lights that could trigger seizures. Now, we've heard this before with some movies. So when does that come out? Doesn't that come out soon?
December 20th.
There we go. Okay, right around the corner. And that, boy, that's going to be big. It's going to be really, really big. Some sad news. Snooki retiring from Jersey Shore.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. That's still going?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's
people still care about that?
I can't remember what it was called. Yeah, I know, exactly.
Wow.
Some pretty big shoes to pass out in. Somebody will have to fill. Jeez, wow.
She's calling it quits,
she's over it. She's over it. I mean, she doesn't like all the party, and she's got some kids now.
Yeah.
You know, she wants to have fun and show that family thing.
Okay. Well, good for her.
She should be on Where Are They Now?
Yeah, she should. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not a celebrity. Let me stay here. Jeez. Jason Priestley says that he does not believe Beverly Hills 90210, the reboot, will be picked up by another network. He says, I just don't think it's going to happen. And he said, unfortunately, it's not the first TV series I've been on that's been canceled. Probably won't be the last either.
Right.
And actually, some sad news right here in Las Vegas. Trent Carlini, most of you knew him as an Elvis tribute artist. He has passed away at the age of 57 years old. Yes. Yes.
He was like the best one
ever. I think he was too. He now officials say that he did die yesterday at Centennial Hills Hospital. And now there are reports that he had a stroke, mm-hmm. that he suffered a massive stroke on Saturday.
Wow.
And wound up in the hospital. Man. Now, quite some time ago, he said he didn't want to be an Elvis impersonator. He said he would rather be known as an Elvis stylist.
Oh.
He said he wanted to do his music, but still be himself.
Yeah.
From Chicago, but he spent most of his childhood in Italy. His parents were Italian. They were from Italy and opened his career here in 1990. Legends in Concert, as we all remember from the Imperial Palace, was also over at the Shimmer Cabaret at the Las Vegas Hilton, which is now where George Wallace is. Was at the now gone Boardwalk, the Sahara as well. So Trent Carlini, 57 years old. Really sad. Really sad, and a good guy. I worked with him a couple of times. Really, really, really nice guy.
All right. Man. Hey, by the way, we mentioned it earlier this morning that the Mike and Carla's Project Angel Tree only going to be up for a couple of more days. So if you want to grab a tag, fill out a list of wishes from a child less fortunate here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Bring the toys back, the new unwrapped toys, back to the radio station. You only have until Wednesday to do this. And if you do it, $25 gift card to Tropical Smoothie Cafe. But we hope you can do it today, tomorrow, and Wednesday will be the final days. So make sure so we can get those to Santa and he can hand them out.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, more information on our website at 963KKLZ.com. Talking about Christmas, which we've been doing in and out all morning long.
Mm-hmm.
In Wausau, Wisconsin, we had heard about this before that they had outlawed snowball fights.
Yeah.
Well, town officials clarifying what the no snowball fight ordinance is about. In fact, they did a video, and here's the chief of police talking about it.
This ordinance is in place for the safety of our community. Only on two occasions has it been used to address people throwing snowballs. The individuals throwing snowballs were throwing them at moving cars driving down the roadways. A fun snowball fight is a fun snowball fight, and that's not something we enforce this ordinance with.
We do like to have a great time here in the city of Wausau. There's a lot of good things in our city, great people, great employees, and a wonderful place to live.
Oh! That one got away from me.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
So you can have a snowball fight in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Yes. Oh my God, that's too funny.
Unless you use snowballs for evil, then of course they're going to enforce it. I remember back home driving down a side street. And a couple of kids, I mean, just pounded my car with snowballs. At night. It was a pop, 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 pop. So what I did, and I saw them run. I saw them run. So what I did, being a former kid.
Right.
I knew they were going to come back.
Yes, Mike.
So I went around the block and slowly, I turned off my headlights and came up and saw the three there. And I got out of my car. And I chased them. I chased them down, and they scattered, and I caught one of the kids, and I washed his face in snow.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, there you go.
And I said, listen, you little punk, you're going to do this? Never go back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Keep going. keep running. I would have never.
No, no. When you do it, you do it. You do it. That's right. What you do.
And then
We used to. Oh, boy. Yeah, I mean, we would never. We'd go back around the corner or something so you could throw them at somebody else and then scooch back another place. Oh, we were terrible. Terrible.
We actually put rocks in our snowball.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes
see,
we had a snowball fight.
Oh, this. And then I rubbed his face in the snow.
What snow?
After we put little tiny grenades in the snow.
Well, that's if it was serious, you know.
Poor Morty's.
Our block. You're from Hawaii, so.
Sand fights.
Yeah.
And those hurt.
Yeah, those would hurt.
Come on, I'm not the only person that ever did that.
Oh, man. Didn't do the rocks, but I know boys used to do rocks, and it was mean. It was really mean.
Especially if we were going up against the kids from the next block over.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Territory fight.
Yes.
You had your garbage can lid shield, though, to block that.
And
so.
Don't think we didn't use those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did.
All right.
Yes.
Well, so if you're going to Wausau this Christmas, you could have a fun snowball fun. It's Boston, more than a feeling.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right. 96.3 KKLZ.
So last week we had announced that The Who has established a residency over at the Coliseum, Caesar's Palace. This will be in May, various dates throughout May of next year.
They got a whole orchestra they're going to have behind them.
Wow. This is going to be big.
Yeah, it is.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, but all this week you'll have a chance to win them before you can actually ever buy them. So here we go. We're going to play a round of Who Are You?
Oh, okay.
Who Are You?
Okay.
We've had this guy on a few times.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan.
Yes, I am. He's great.
Simply identify this rock and roll celebrity.
I walked in there and grabbed a bunch of leather pants. The ones that fit the best were the red leathers and the headband. I just wanted the sweat to stay out of my eyes so I could see the audience.
All you have to do is identify that rock and roll celebrity in a round of Who Are You? Listen closely. Here it is one more time.
I walked in there and grabbed a bunch of leather pants. The ones that fit the best were the red leathers and the headband. I just wanted the sweat to stay out of my eyes so I could see the audience.
Now, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather and then, of course, release the lines.
Yes.
And starting with caller number 972-739-9636, if you can identify by name that mystery celebrity rocker, you are a winner. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for The Who before you could even buy them. All you have to do, we're playing a round of Who Are You?
Yep.
Identify this mystery celebrity rocker. Here it is.
I walked in there and grabbed a bunch of leather pants. The ones that fit the best were the red leathers and the headband. I just wanted the sweat to stay out of my eyes so I could see the audience.
Carla, we have Vinny on the phone. Vinny, hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Carla, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you, Vinny.
Vinny, can you identify that mystery celebrity rocker?
Well, I'm not sure, but the only name that comes to mind with red leather pants and a headband is Mike Reno from Loverboy.
Yes!
Bam! You got it, honey. You got it,
Vinny. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Carla, didn't you bond with him or date him for a while?
No, I didn't date him. Well, I didn't date him, but he was grabbing my ass at June Fest a lot. We had fun. Yes, we hung out later and had drinks,
time.
And he is a blast.
Vinny, you got the tickets. You're going to see Who and Moving On. That's the Who's Moving On Las Vegas residency over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, guys. And go, Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds. A woman caught her ex cheating on her when they synced their Fitbits.
I love this.
And she noticed his Fitbit was recording an activity spike around 4 o'clock in the morning. Turns out it was recording him having an affair with somebody else.
Oh, well, there you go. A little extra. What is he doing? Is he on the treadmill?
I don't know.
He
wasn't running to the grocery store at 2 a.m.
yes,
in the morning?
Exactly.
But the story starts out, her ex.
Yeah, I think she's telling the story now.
I see.
Yeah,
they weren't on a break. Okay.
No, I don't believe they were at the time.
A New York woman tried to take home a doggy bag from a TGI Fridays all-you-can-eat appetizer last week. They told her no, so she swung a liquor bottle at the employee and pulled a knife.
What? Jeez, what's the problem?
It's New York.
Yeah, come on. Oh, my gosh.
She carrying a liquor bottle in her purse or something?
Well, did she think it was like all you could fill up and take out of there?
Maybe.
Jeez, girl.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, exactly. Angela McGill is her name. She's of Glasgow, Scotland. She wants dentures for Christmas because she swallowed her other pair while eating some pie.
What?
Oh, my God. Goodness.
How would you do that?
I don't know how you do it. 52 years old, went to the hospital. X-rays showed the dentures kind of stuck, too, like kind of in her throat. Finally got them down, and, she passed them.
Oh.
Naturally.
Stop it.
No joke. She passed them, and they were, and then she passed them in the toilet, flushed them down the toilet. So, obviously, she needs a new pair.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. What a series of lemony snickets right there. Oh, my God.
That's the last thing you expect in a toilet after going to the bathroom.
Isn't it, though?
Set of choppers.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. Jeez, there goes my face. Actually, there goes my cage. Crap. And also in Florida, at a Walmart in Florida, a customer was punched in the face by another customer for just taking too darn long at the checkout line. And I mention this because this is the least surprising thing to come out of Florida this week. So just keep that in mind, okay? That's all I have there. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do at the end of every show. We like to end with a little bit of good news. This is the sweetest story. A couple in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Andrea and David, they've been fostering a 5-year-old, Michael, for quite some time. Well, their adoption finally went through last Thursday. Now, here's the deal. 5-year-old Michael, he's pretty popular at school, and he wanted his friends to be there to see him get adopted. So his kindergarten teacher organized a field trip, and the whole class showed up. There was a whole cheering section there when the adoption finally went through.
Today is an extraordinary day here at the Kent County Courthouse. It is Adoption Day. Welcome to the courthouse.
My name is Michael.
And I'm so pleased to make this official and sign this as the order of the court.
The crowd goes wild.
It is the cutest thing, and I love what the one little kid said. My name's whatever, and I like Michael.
Yeah.
Okay. And now that is your deposition. Okay. It was so adorable. They said a few kids even stood up and were cheering. They were all holding little hearts that they made up for him. It is absolutely adorable. Now, Andrea and David talked to a reporter about how much joy that Michael has brought into their lives. He's the cutest little kid on earth, and he just could not stop talking about how much he loves his now official parents.
Nice. And you know what? Good for that teacher. Except you and I would have thought, you know, oh, great, we're being adopted.
Oh, no.
Our
what's
parents
going
gave up on us.
I know. I don't want to go to court.
That's why we always say,
family court.
If you ever have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. We really do. So submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Exactly. You were adopted, Carla, but they brought you back.
Come on. We're having a sale. 9:40, 20 before 10. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next on-air clue. Help you locate the Jingle Bell Rock as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Just recapping the show this morning. Well, we featured some new music from Steve Perry.
Yes.
It's a holiday song, and also Blink-182. What else? Oh, we figured out your dad's group.
Yes. They were on a billboard for Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. episode 3, season 3, and it appears to be the flamingo, the old flamingo.
Right.
So that's what it appears.
Old flamingo.
Yeah, some people gave me suggestions to actually verify it, but that's exactly what it looks like.
John talked about these pigeons that are getting into the spirit of the rodeo in town, National Final Rodeo. Got pigeons wearing cowboy hats.
They're wearing cowboy, yeah, boot.
And we actually took some calls from kids ratting out their parents. You know, it's always the parents. You better be nice.
Yeah.
Or Santa's not going to bring you anything.
Yes. Well, guess what, parents? You better be nice, too.
Shape up. So hopefully you had a good morning. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And, of course, as we always say, be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.